Lecture topic, The Nation's Plight.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Nahmadu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من قوم يظهر فيهم المعاصي وهم يقدرون على أن يغيروه فلم يغيروه إلا أن يأمهم الله بعقاب قبل أن يموتوا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, we cannot help but be aware of the very trying and the very difficult period and phase through which the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is passing through. Whichever direction we turn, whichever newspaper we pick up, whatever aspect of the media we are exposed to, we are constantly being bombarded to some extent or the other of the atrocities of the persecution, of the hardships, of the trials, of the tribulations that are being meted out against the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, we read or we find mention of the great status and honor which Allah has bestowed upon this ummah. If you look in the verses of the Quran, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَى آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. And many more verses where Allah Ta'ala exonerates the praises of this ummah, that the help of Allah is for this ummah. Respect, dignity and honor from Allah is for this ummah. حياة طيبة, a pure and a peaceful and an exonerated and a perfect life for this ummah. Barakat of the heavens and the earth will descend upon this ummah. Khilafat and vicegerency of this earth, Allah has exclusively reserved it for this ummah. If you move away from the pages of Quran to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here also we find the praises of this ummah being extolled. Nusirtu bil-rabi masirat al-shahr. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, my sahaba were outnumbered. So far as worldly means are concerned, they had very little. In Badr, 313 sahaba. The distance they had to traverse from Madinah Munawwara was 170 kilometers. 313 of them, only 70 camels and 2 horses. If someone had one shoe, the other one had the other shoe. If someone had a broken sword, the other one had the shield. An absolutely pitiable sight, to the extent that Muarrikheen write that anybody who had to see that army would burst into tears. thinking that these people definitely will be destroyed. Yet, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the enemy would be 1 month's journey away from my Sahaba. They would be armed to the teeth. All the material wealth at their disposal. Sahaba's situation, stones are tied to their stomach as a result of hunger. Yet still the hearts of the enemy would be filled with fear for my Sahaba. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the riwayat. Such is the honor which Allah had given this ummah that every Nabi of Allah was informed of this ummah honor. From Adam alayhi salam, he says, Inna Allah ta'ala aata ummata Muhammad arba karamat ma aataniha. That Allah has bestowed upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam 4 favors which I, the Nabi of Allah, Abul Bashar, the father of humanity, was deprived from. Inna qubula tawbati kana bi Makkah wa ummat Muhammad yatubuna fi kulli makan fayataqabbalu Allahu tawbatahum. He says, 40 years I cried, I made one mistake, 40 years I cried, finally Allah made it a condition for the acceptance of my tawbah that my tawbah had to take place in Makkah. The ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make tawbah anywhere on this earth and Allah will accept their tawbah. Inni kuntu labisan falamma asait ja'alani Allahu uryanan wa ummat Muhammad ya'suna uratan fayulbisuhum Allah. He says, I had the clothes of Jannat on. When I made a mistake, Allah stripped me of the clothes of Jannat and made me naked. They had to cover themselves with the leaves of the trees of Jannat. He says, the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will sin while naked and Allah will give them clothes to wear. He says, I was in Jannat. فَلَمَّا عَصَيْتْ فُرِّقَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِمْرَاتِي. When I made the mistake which I made, I was separated from my wife as a result of my mistake. The ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam day and night will sin, but they will not be separated from their wives. He says, Inni kuntu fil jannah. فَلَمَّا عَصَيْتْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنْهَا. I was in Jannat. I made a mistake. Allah took me out of Jannat, expelled me from Jannat. وَأُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدْ يَعْصُونَ خَارِجَ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْخُلُونَهَا بِالتَّوْبَةِ. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, outside Jannat will disobey Allah. Outside Jannat will make guna upon guna, and Allah, because of their tawbah, will put them into Jannat. The ummah which came last, which will be the first to enter into Jannat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 120 safs in Jannat, 2/3 of Jannat, 80 safs of Jannat will comprise of my ummah. Like this we can go on, where the virtues of this ummah have been extolled. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, his nation in this world, Allah made apparent their dignity and their honor in his sight. The sun would rise in the valley of Tī, a desert. Cloud cover would move with the sun so that the rays of the sun doesn't disturb this ummah. Child would be born, he would be born with clothes. As he would grow, the clothes would grow with him. They didn't need to open up factories or shops. They didn't need to toll. They didn't need to toil or make any effort. Allah sent down man and salwa from Jannat to feed this ummah. Such so apparent was the dignity which Allah had given the Bani Israel that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam questions Allah and he asks Allah that, Ya Allah, tell me, is there any other ummah? Hal min al umam? أَفْضَلُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي ظَلَّلْتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامِ وَأَنْزَلْتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. O Allah, for my ummah, the Bani Israel, you send down food from Jannat. You covered them with cloud cover. Is there any other ummah more honored in your eyes? Such an answer is given. That really we have to try and appreciate this answer. Any simpleton, person with no intellect, if he is asked that, by, can you compare the makhluk with the khaliq? Can you compare the creation with the creator, Allah? Even person with no intellect will answer, there is no comparison. How can you compare a created entity with the Creator? Allah gives him the reply, أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ فَضْلَ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْأُمَمِ كَفَضْلِي عَلَى خَلْقِي. O Musa, don't you know that the virtue of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over every other ummah is like my virtue over the creation? Like you can't compare me with the creation, you can never compare this ummah with any other ummah that preceded it. One is Quran, the other is Hadith. Then is the glowing annals of the history of this ummah, that by the time the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala had come, that was between 2 and 12 years after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islam had already spread to 2,400,000 square miles. More than 2/3 of this earth had already entered into Islam. The unfortunate fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that for a little while, let us turn our eyes away from the verses of the Quran, away from the words of the Hadith, away from the glowing annals of the history of this ummah, and look at the pitiable, miserable, humiliating picture that this ummah today presents. Never in the history of this ummah has it been more downtrodden than it is today. Never more humiliated than it is today. It has sunk to such an ebb of humiliation that one wonders, is it possible for this ummah to sink any lower than it has already sunk? One wonders, one cannot fail but wonder, is this the same ummah that the Quran is speaking about? Is this the same ummah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praising? Is this the same ummah that achieved what is mentioned in the annals of the history of this ummah? The fact of the matter is that this ummah today has become the living example of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said, Yushikul umam an tada'a alaykum kama tada'a al-aqilatu ila qas'atiha. He said, a time will come when the nations of this world will gather, they will have conferences, they will have meetings, and the agenda behind this will be, who will chew up which morsel of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In which part of the globe will we carry out another atrocity against this ummah? In which part of the globe will more homes of this ummah be bulldozed? Which part of the globe is there whose rivers are not flowing with the blood of this ummah? Which part of the globe shall we not now take advantage of the izzat and dignity and honor of the women and the sisters and the mothers of this ummah? He said, like invitation is given to a plate of food, the nations of the world will invite one another to destroy my ummah. Ulama explained this analogy. They say, if you have a tray of food in front of you, different dishes, you can choose to eat from whichever part of that tray you want, and you will have no fear that it is going to give any form of defense, that food will not defend itself. Pick it up, eat from where you want, when you want. He said, my ummah will be reduced to this level. Sahaba couldn't fathom or even understand such a thing. They said, وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, will we be so few in numbers? He said, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٍ. No, my Sahaba, you will be many in numbers. Never in the history of this ummah has this ummah numbered more than it numbers today. Never in the history of this ummah had more governments than it has today. Never in the history of this ummah has this ummah had more wealth than it has today. Yet never in the history of this ummah been more downtrodden than it is today. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٍ. No, my Sahaba, you will be many in numbers on that day. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. But the cause of your problem is that your value in the sight of Allah will be equivalent to when a flood passes through a town, the dirt and the trash and the filth and the deluge that is left behind, the garbage that is left behind, that will be your value in the sight of Allah. وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمُ الْمَحَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهَنِ. Allah will take out of the hearts of your enemies fear for you, and Allah will put wahan in your heart. Sahaba answered, what is this wahan that will bring about our downfall and our destruction? Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. That ummah which Allah raised over every other ummah, that ummah who was supposed to be the representatives of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth, that ummah who had it as its example Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, married to the richest woman in Makkah, Sayyidina Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Her caravans used to go to foreign countries for trade. Yet, when the responsibility of the fikr of humanity was placed on the shoulders of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, within a short while, that situation arises that he stands on Mount Safa and he calls out to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ مَا أَمْسَى لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صُفَّةٌ مِّن دَقِيقٍ وَلَا كَفَّةٌ مِّن شَعِيرٍ. O Jibreel, today the day has come in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there isn't one grain of wheat or even one strand of barley. The home is empty. Richest woman in Makkah, everything was given. Bukhari Sharif riwayat, Jibreel comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, oh my beloved Nabi, Khadija is coming to you with a container of food. Allah has sent me that Allah wants you to inform Khadija that Allah is sending His salams for her. And O my Nabi, give her my salams also. And tell her that for Allah's deen, the role of the wife was shown practically. Today this ummah, in the name of deen, is filling their homes with dunya. My wife has a right, my family has a right, my nafs has a right. In the name of Islam, we are hankering and chasing after this dunya, having turned our backs on our responsibility. Abu Dawud Sharif riwayat, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَةِ وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرَعِ وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ سَلَّكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلًّا لَا يَنْزِعُهُ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ أَيْ إِلَى جُهْدِ دِينِكُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He said, when my ummah will make business its primary object, when my ummah, these are directly the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, when my ummah will make its purpose in this world business and commerce, when that will become the object, analyze our lives morning till night. What is motivating us? What is driving us? What is the objective and the zeal of the heart? He said, when my ummah will make commerce and agriculture and farming its object and will no longer strive in the path of Allah, then not the superpowers of this world, they are nothing. The forces of this world are nothing before the force of Allah. Whether it is an ant or it is Jibreel, whether it's a bullet or the atom bomb, whether it's one individual or an army, nothing in the heavens and the earth happens without Allah's permission. No nation is raised up. No nation is brought down. No human being's life is taken without the permission of Allah. There is only one government, only one system, one maker, one breaker, one giver, one taker, and that is Allah. This ummah is downtrodden today. This ummah is humiliated today. This ummah is being kicked from pillar to post today for no other reason than the fact that it has forsaken Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We can go on blaming the superpowers, go on blaming lack of weaponry, lack of armies, lack of technology, lack of universities, lack of scientific and technological advancement. Understand, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. Allah says, in your problem, in your plight, you are turning away from Allah. You are looking for your solutions elsewhere. The person faced with a problem, who does he turn to? Sometimes to his bank manager, sometimes to his family, sometimes to his lawyer, the highest authority in the land, he'll turn to the Prime Minister. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ. Anyone, any authority, any individual, any entity that you stretch your hands out to and that you turn to solve your problem, whether it is the Prime Minister or the street sweeper, min dunihi, anything besides Allah, from the arsh to this earth that you will turn to solve your problem. In one voice, Quran says, ma yamlikuna min qitmir. In the Arab world, the most insignificant thing is a date. It has no value because it is plentiful. More insignificant than the date is the seed of the date. And more insignificant than that, those of us who are observant in Ramzan Sharif iftar time, when we chew the date, the seed has a thin white peel over it. That is qitmir in Arabic. Allah says, from the arsh to the farsh, everything you will turn to besides Allah, it does not even have the ability to give you the covering of a date seed even. إِن تَدْعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاكُمْ. Call unto them, beg them, beseech them to help you, to take you out of your problem, to protect your women folk, and to protect your children, and to protect your homes. La yasma'u du'akum, they will never listen to you. Walau sami'u mastajabu lakum, and even if they listen, they will never be able to answer your pleas. Sayyidina Khadija Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha says, دَقَلَ عَلَيَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered my home, فَعَرَفْتُ فِي وَجِيَ أَنَّ قَدْ حَذَرَهُ شَيْءٍ. Looking at his noble countenance, I realized that something of great importance had occurred. فَتَوَضَّعَ وَمَا كَلَّمَ أَحَدٍ. He made wudu, he didn't speak to anyone. He entered the masjid, he climbed onto the minbar. She says, فَلَسِقْتُ بِالْحُجْرَةِ أَسْمَعُ مَا يَقُولُ. I placed my ears against the wall of my hujra to listen to what he had to say. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. O people, O humanity, O my ummah, مُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You will have to make the effort of Allah's deen. You will have to enjoin good and forbid evil. You will have to establish Allah's obedience on this earth. For this Allah has raised you. For this Allah has given you dignity. For this Allah has given you honor. In this Allah has promised your protection. If you fail to do this, if you turn your backs on this responsibility, قَبْلَ أَن تَدْعُونِي فَلَا أُجِيبَكُمْ وَتَسْتَنْصِرُونِي فَلَا أَنْصُرَكُمْ وَتَسْأَلُونِي فَلَا أُعْطِيَكُمْ. The crux of the hadith, he said, when this ummah will turn its back on its responsibility, then atrocity upon atrocity will be meted out against them. Humiliation upon humiliation. Sallatallahu alaykum dhullan. Allah will make humiliation the order of the day for you. Your enemies will trounce you. They will trample upon you. You will turn to Allah. You will make dua to Allah. You will beg the protection of Allah. You will ask for the assistance of Allah. But this jurm and this crime and this guna, that you turned your back on that for which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished himself. You turned your back on that which was the day and night of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first five verses of Iqra came down, the first revelation came down upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was informed that he is a Nabi. Thereafter, ulama say, for a period of 6 months up to 2 years, no other revelation came. This is what is called the period of Fatrat Wahi. It was a very trying and a difficult period upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He felt that Allah had abandoned him. Then Jibreel was sent. The first revelation to come upon him after Iqra, in which his mission is outlined. What did Allah send you for? What is your day? What is your night? Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa anzir, wa rabbaka fa kabbir, wa thiyabaka fa tahhir, wa rujza fahjur, wa la tamnun tastakthir, wa li rabbika fasbir. O my Nabi, who covers himself in a cloth, stand up now, warn them, invite them. What must you warn them about? What must you invite them? What da'wat must you give them? Wa rabbaka fa kabbir, tell them of the greatness of Allah, tell them of the qudrat of Allah, tell them of the majesty of Allah, tell them in the heavens and the earth, no one is going to solve your problems besides Allah. Make your taluk and your relationship correct with Allah, and no system in this world will harm you. Wa rabbaka fakabbir, introduce them to the greatness of Allah, person to person, like he went tent to tent in Mina, home to home in Makkah. The more they rejected him, the more they insulted him, he went to them again and again. What was the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila, for you in the day is a long swim amongst the sea of humanity, introducing one person to Allah. Wa thiyabaka fatahhir wa rujza fahjur, keep yourself pure. Denounce every form of idol worship. Denounce the love of this dunya. Wala tamnun tastakthir. And in doing the effort of deen, do not let your gaze go towards the creation. Every Nabi of Allah said, Ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr, in ajri illa ala Allah. I don't want anything from the makhluk. My ajr and my reward is only from Allah. In doing this, conditions will turn against you. In giving the da'wah to the greatness of Allah, people will persecute you, they will turn against you. Wali rabbika fasbir, for the sake of your Allah, make sabr on this hardship and then see what Allah will give you. The example, the day, the night of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a living, glowing example for this ummah till Qiyamah. What has Allah sent you for? What is your day? What is your night? What does Allah want from this ummah? Our day has to become the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our night has to become his night. Our fikr, our concern, our cry, our pain has to be that of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This ummah turned its back on this. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, to complete the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, he says, at that time you will turn to Allah, you will make dua to Allah, you will beg for the protection of Allah. Allah has taken it upon himself, he will not answer your duas until you do not come back onto that effort for which Allah has sent you. Rewards are great. Rewards are great. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, maqamu ahadikum fi sabilillah khairum min amalihi fi ahlihi umrahu kullahu. Many hadith there are. Occasion of Jummah is too small, just one hadith. He says, a person, on the one hand, is a person making ibadat with his family for his whole life. And on the other hand, is a person who goes out for a short while in the path of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that person who went out for a short while in the path of Allah will get more reward than that ummati who made ibadat with his family for his entire life. Such reward Allah has promised. Respected brothers, Ijtima is coming in Stanger, 24th, 25th, 26th. Next weekend, this ishtima, we've had ishtimas in the past. The clock is ticking. Again and again the da'wat is being given to us. The reminder is being given to us. Ishtima is not just some gathering. It's not just a few bayans. It's not just a question of Friday is business time. So I'll catch the evening program. Saturday back to the shop. And in the evening, listen to one or two bayans and that is ishtima and it is over. No, my respected brothers. These ishtimas are an opportunity which Allah is giving us to make tawbah. For our eyes to open up before it is too late. For us to realize that each one of us is the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This life is not my life. This wealth is not my wealth. It belongs to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is an amanat. Allah has sent me to make the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the object of my life. That is ishtima. And that will only happen, my respected brothers, when we will come on to qurbani, when we will come on to sacrifice. In this is the protection of ourselves, protection of our families, and protection of the entire ummah. So one appeal we are making, every one of us for the full period of the ishtima, if it means closing the shop, close the shop. The shop is not my object, the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my object. If it means leaving my family, leave the family. But make this firm determination, for the full period of the ishtima, we will attend the ishtima. And we will go with this, that Ya Allah, you accept me to give my whole life for your deen. All of us make this niyat, inshallah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.